Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first, Carl Castle is going to play matchmaker for some lonely hearts in the news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Claire Yu from Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Claire, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on spring break, so.
Oh, spring break. So what are you doing for spring break? You're heading down to some beach and entering wet T-shirt contests and stuff like that?
Castle was doing a countdown. I'd go, but I'm just actually working full-time, tending bar.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. So you're a more responsible spring breaker.
I thought she was going to Cancun to talk NAFTA issues with Bush and...
Well,
Fox.
Huntsville, Alabama is a lot like Cancun, but without all the presidents.
So. Right. What a benefit that must be.
Claire, nice to have you with us. Now, we've asked you to play a game we're calling...
Lonely Hearts in the News.
So we were looking at the news this week, and the newsmakers. And you know what we were thinking? We were thinking, these people need to get out more. So we took it upon ourselves to write some personal ads for some figures in the news. Your job, figure out who we placed that ad for. 2 times out of 3, you will win our prize. Ready to play?
Right.
Excellent. Here is your first personal ad.
Middle-aged man looking for one last fling before going away for a long, long time. Enjoys influence peddling, access, and black fedoras. I'm very happy to buy dinner, but be warned, I always expect something in return.
Whose might be looking for a little fun before he goes up the river?
Would that be Jack Abramoff?
It would be. Very good. A judge sentenced the former Uber lobbyist to 5 years and 10 months in a federal prison for his role in the fraudulent purchase of a cruise line. That's the minimum sentence, by the way. And perhaps he received that because his lawyers pled for his clemency. They put together a package. They described him as a hard-working, religious, and patriotic man from the tough streets of Beverly Hills, California, but not the rich part, they said. True fact. They actually argued that he suffered discrimination because he wasn't as rich as the other kids in school.
Aww. All right.
Very good. Let's have another personal ad, Carl.
Free-spirited 30-something seeks lifelong mate, which, if I get my way, won't be that long. You must find Baldy's hot, plus religious fanaticism and crazed self-destructive behavior on the witness stand. Turn-ons, vast criminal conspiracies. Turn-offs, being left out of vast criminal conspiracies.
Who could have placed that ad?
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Very good. The so-called 20th hijacker showed the world this week why his court-appointed lawyers really, really, really did not want him to testify in his own behalf. Taking the stand, he happily admitted to playing a major role in the 9/11 attacks, rejoicing at the destruction on that day, hating America, apple pie, and baseball, being a big fan of Simon Cowell, every bad act you can imagine. He said he did it. He practically double-dog-dared the jury to sentence him to death. Afterwards, one of his defense lawyers moaned to the Washington Post, "All our hard work down the tubes."
Did he say down the tubes?
That's what the guy said.
Doesn't seem very lawyerish, does it?
Well, what kind of lawyer do you think he got?
Yeah.
This back of the matchbook law school lawyer.
If you can draw this pirate, you can defend a man against terrorism charges.
All right, you're doing very well. Here is your last personal ad.
Executive seeking a credible alibi. Me, powerful man supposedly running a major sports league, desperately needs a partner to investigate my own incompetence. You, respected gray-haired wise man figure, who can at least pretend to be objective, must be drug-free. Although, really, that's none of my business, is it?
That personal ad was actually answered this week as former Senator George Mitchell came to the rescue of whom?
Baseball commissioner, what, face.
You know, that's close enough. He kind of.
Yeah, there's only one.
I got to tell you, that's what his friends call him. Yeah. He kind of blends into the woodwork. His name is Bud Selig, of course, the commissioner of baseball.
Okay.
That's good enough. So everybody was wondering how the baseball commissioner would react to the devastating evidence of steroid use in the new book, A Game of Shadows. Well, his response, after a decade of inaction, as his star players were inflating themselves like Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade balloons, was to appoint a commission to investigate steroid use in baseball over the last decade. Because while it was all happening, Mr. Selig was busy with more important matters, like arranging those cool sausage races at Milwaukee Brewers games. Carl, how did Claire do in our quiz?
Great game, Peter. Three correct answers, so Claire, you win our prize.
Well done, Claire. Congratulations.
Thank you. While we're on the subject of finding love, I'd just like to wish my parents happy anniversary. Mom, Dad, you're the coolest parents ever. Thanks for hooking up 30 years ago.
Wow.
Whoa. 30 years ago today.
I didn't know parents hooked up, really.
1976, I think we're talking a Styx concert and a bottle of Chardonnay.
There you are. Claire, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.